As Northwest Arkansas has grown, so has the variety of nonprofits operating in the region. Olivia's basket is unique. In the past 5 years, the Northwest Arkansas-based organization has built 9 new homes in 3 locations, in Mexico and Honduras. They work with Homes of Hope to identify locations and families meeting qualifications. And then, with under $8,000 and about 15 people over the age of 15 in 2 days, weather permitting, build a new home. Tuesday, Olivia's Basket will have its first ever public fundraiser, Eat, Build, Love, at the Garden Room on Dixon Street in Fayetteville. Ozarks at Large's Kyle Kellums recently talked to the creators of Olivia's Basket, Jane and John Ray, about Olivia's Basket. Jane Ray explained the organization's namesake is their daughter, Olivia, who lost her life more than 4 years ago.
I describe Olivia as the best of all of us. She was outgoing, intensely creative, and she was the kid on the playground that if she saw someone not playing with anybody, she would go over to them and play with them. And in light of that, to create an organization that simply helps other people is kind of perfect.
It's interesting to respond to grief. I mean, because we've been in the ministry for a long time, so we've walked with other people through this. And oftentimes there is an intense desire to try to create something to hold on to the memory of a person. We were really fortunate and really blessed that it was stuff we were already doing. You know, I had been on a house build that summer with Olivia. She jumped up there and, you know, grabbed a paintbrush and painted a little bit and then would play with a dog or play with kid and run around and help hand stuff up. So it was stuff that we were already doing. It was stuff that already expressed where Olivia was and what she was involved with. So this there was such a tremendous outpouring of grief and support from the Fayetteville, Northwest Arkansas community that we already had this avenue there. We just kind of created the project of Olivia's Basket around that to capture that.
A little bit under $8,000, about a dozen to maybe 15 people, 2 to 3 days.
Right.
Yes, we start, let's say we start at 9 o'clock on a Monday morning, and hopefully by 4 o'clock the next afternoon, we're handing those keys over.
And it's if the weather holds.
If the weather holds, good point on that. And it's there's not a system at the end of this build, but just to slightly describe it, it's this. The keys are given to the family. They're the first people to enter their own home alone. Then, maybe, 10 minutes after that, we knock on the door or somebody, and then they open the door, and we're the very first guests that they have. And it's a cheer. Everyone is happy and laughing. And I know that there's a TV show where they say, move that bus, but this is bigger. Yeah. Every single person is affected, and the neighborhoods involved as well. It's a remarkable thing to experience.
You have stories on at oliviasbasket.org about the people who have moved in and what it has meant and what it can mean for a family that's struggling. And now they have shelter.
Right.
And so much, it's exponential what can happen after that, instead of struggling just to find out where you're going to live.
Well, the statistics are overwhelming when you consider, just take health for an issue. You cut the chance and incidence of disease and sickness over 50% merely by moving someone off the dirt onto a concrete slab. So you've increased their health by half overnight with that. The ability to think generationally. When a family is living in a tent or a hovel or something that can't be locked up, can't be guarded, someone has to stay with their possessions. That prevents a family member from going to school or from working. Day-to-day existence limits your ability to invest in the future nutritionally in your family, educationally in your family, socially in your family. By providing a house, you are, in a way, literally providing a way for them to now start thinking about the future that they did not have before they had it.
At the Garden Room, there is a benefit.
It's the first benefit we've ever had. We reached a point last year where we approached our family, our kids, and we said, okay, are we going to keep doing this? And without hesitation, every one of our daughters said, absolutely, we really, really want to continue to do this. And that's when we said, it's time. It's time to blow it out and make it bigger.
Yeah, because up to this point, the generosity of Northwest Arkansas and the way that they have carried us, the churches, the friends, the Leverett PTO has been unbelievable. And we really haven't had to ask for a lot of help financially. And but we understood, you know, things change. It's been 5 years and coming up this fall. And so we knew that we needed to raise some funds, but we also wanted to do something so out of the ordinary. We wanted to do something very different than just put on a fundraiser. And Jane probably speak to that, what our vision is for that.
This is personal to us. So when we approached this, it needed to be who we were, who we are, essentially. We wanted it to be, again, personal, intimate, and extraordinary. And the way that we knew to do this was to make it around some really good food, which creates really good conversation, which creates an atmosphere where when you leave, you feel invigorated and honored and willing to say, I want to do more. That is the entire hope of the evening, just so that people leave going, this is an extraordinary thing.
Well, you have a special chef.
Yes, we do.
I feel this is a personal acquaintance as well.
Well, so oftentimes, look, we go there because there is a tremendous level of poverty. That's where we're building houses. But we're also, we're not going down there just because there's a problem that needs to be fixed. Our heart, to a large degree, is in this area. It's an incredible culture. It's a rich environment. And the history, the food, the people there, we consider some of our closest friends. And Ismene, we met her through a mutual friend. And Jane will tell you, when anyone comes up and starts talking about food and they place their hand on their heart while they're speaking of the food, we're won over. And so we got to be friends with her, and I wish she was here to tell the story. We became friends, and then she lost her father and went through a very difficult time. And through hearing our story and knowing what we had been through with losing Olivia, we really connected. We really bonded. And it's one of those just incredible, special relationships. She's one of the top chefs in Baja. She's working in the Valle de Guadalupe, which is just an area that is exploding with the food and wine scene down there. And she's one of the recognized leaders in that scene there. And so for her to close her restaurant, which is on her mom's vineyard, and to come here to Fayetteville for a week is a significant sacrifice on her behalf. I mean, it's when we came up with the idea and then she said yes without hesitation, honestly, we were a little bit taken aback. It was something that, wow, she would really do that for us. So we can't wait for her to get here and think that it's just having her in our home and taking her out to meet friends and do things is special enough.
Do you know what the menu is going to be?
Has she?
No. Because she's going to be using locally sourced food, right?
And honestly, for us, that is a thrilling thing. We have consistently reached out to the different vendors in the farmer's market, from meats and poultry, everything, have sent her that information so she can start to possibly gather something together. There's also a contact with the 4 James Beard nominated chefs in Bentonville, and they too have enlisted saying, this is who we use, et cetera. And we're hoping that she can just sync up and meet them when she gets here.
John and Jane Ray are the creators of the nonprofit organization Olivia's Basket. The fundraiser, Eat, Build, Love, is Tuesday night at the Garden Room in Fayetteville. Tickets are limited to 100 seats. For more information about the fundraiser, eatbuildlove.com, and you can learn more about Olivia's Basket at oliviasbasket.org. The Rays talked with Ozarks at Large's Kyle Kellums earlier this week.